Welcome back to She Said, He Said with Kelly Lamb and Gordon Montgomery. Presented by Homes for Sale by Montgomery.com. That's Homes, the number four, sale by Montgomery.com. On 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
Welcome back to 590 The Fan. You're listening to She Said, He Said with Kelly Lamb and myself, Gordon Montgomery. And we just got done talking to Herb Fried with his book about love and relationships and what it is to fall in love early in life and later in life. And it seems like sometimes when your relationships, they are different when you first get married and it's like everything's wonderful and then your relationship falls apart and you don't know what happened. Well, imagine your relationship better than it's ever been. You can do that by going to David Rispoli at marriagecoaching.com. See our buddy David. Stainless Marriage Coaching has been featured on Daily Herald, Fox News, the Boston Globe, Daily Breeze, NBC, ABC. He can save your marriage. If just one of you wants to save your marriage, go see David Rispoli. He will get you both back on track to where you can live that happy, loving life that you used to live when you first got together.
I do. I kind of know what happens.
What happens?
When someone continues to date when you're married.
Yeah. Okay. You got to leave it alone. Leave it alone, Kelly. Leave it alone.
You're not supposed to do that.
What?
Date when you're married.
Okay, let's clarify that you're not talking about me.
Oh, no.
Okay, good.
No. Why would I talk about you?
I don't know, but why are you talking about me? You're not talking about me. Thank you.
All right. Talking about my ex.
And now for something completely different. How about a nice tip?
Okay, so the answer to our trivia question, which is brought to you by Walters Jewelry. Don't you like how we just keep segueing into all the sponsors?
Wow. Yes.
Walters Jewelry has been in business for 100 years.
That's
so
crazy. 100 years.
Back to StLouisMarriageCoaching.com. If you're having a little problem with your marriage,
buy her a ring.
Go to Walters Jewelry.
It'll make everything better.
It works every time. There you go. No, go to WaltersJewelryInc.com. Find out. So anyway, Walters Jewelry, we appreciate that they sponsor our show. And did anyone guess it correctly? Did you guess 1776 or 1777? You're looking at me like a deer.
I'm going to say 77.
Grover?
I'm going 77.
Gosh, you guys are smart. I figured everybody would say 76.
Right, because you
is.
Celebrate it afterwards, not during the time that
well,
it's happening.
Well, no, because it was actually July 8th in 1776. It was actually in, you know, the birth of Philadelphia when they held the first, you know, commemoration. But then it was July 4th of 1777 when they actually made it the federal holiday. So that's how it kind of all came about. And actually, and can you believe too? I mean, that's just crazy. The Declaration of Independence 240 years ago.
240 years ago. Wow.
41. That's crazy, isn't
Missed it?
Missed
it by one.
How time flies.
Missed it by that
How
much.
Just time flies.
It does.
Right?
Hey, I want to give
when
a quick. I want to do a quick shout out to my buddy. We were going to call him, but we are running out of time. We're not going to be able to call him. My buddy Mark Malloy, he has a fireworks stand out at 40 and Research Park out there and right over the bridge. So go see my buddy Mark Malloy. He has a lot of great deals for you. And he will be open today, tomorrow, and forth. Go check him out. Fireworks over at 40 and Research Park. Go say hi to Mark and tell him I sent you.
Tell him I sent you too.
Yeah, Kelly sent him too.
Say I sent you.
Hey, we
too.
Have a great tip for you. Today's tip is brought to you by
Complete
Auto Body and Repair. You also do roofing with Complete.com. You
can
go
to all these in.
Yes, all these locations. Delwood, Hazelwood, O'Fallon, and Westport.
This is what happens when you wait till the end of the show to get all your sponsors
in. I know. But for all your roofing and exterior needs, go to Complete Roofing and Exterior. They also have the auto body, which I already said, all the five locations. Selwood, Hazelwood, O'Fallon, Westport, and
Hey, can
the
I say something
center.
Seriously about them?
Yes.
Honestly, I know we give a shout out to our sponsors because they're awesome and we started talking and we got behind and we need to make sure that we mention them because we love them. But and truly, they've three calls to these people, Complete Roofing and Exterior, Roofing Exteriors, and I'm not kidding. The same day they were there and took care of me. And the thing was, my roof didn't even end up being a leak. There was a problem with some pipe that was up there. It didn't even have to do with them, and they still fixed it.
Right.
They truly, if you've got a problem, man, complete.
And they were
CompleteAB.com, go online. They were totally honest with it. They could have repaired something else, and I wouldn't even have known it. They're such great people. So I just had to really put a super real plug, not a commercial out there.
No, it's great. That's true. Awesome. It's true. That, and you know what? All of our sponsors, they're family-owned and personable, and you're not getting a big company that doesn't care about you. These people actually care about
you. We should have violin music on that or something cool going along with that. Where were you, Grover, when we needed you? Looking at naked pictures. Come on, come back to us.
He's still mad at the guy at Quick Trip.
Gordon has his iPad, his computer, and he's on his phone all at the same time.
That's right,
and talking.
Because I'm ready.
I didn't even know he could multitask like that.
I can.
Okay, you ready?
And listen to you at the same time.
I don't know how you do it.
All right. Well, here's one for fireworks and pets. You know, pets, I don't know about you, but I had a dog that when fireworks would go off, that my dog would just go in a corner, hide, and shake for hours. Well, something you can do is turn on soft music. That usually helps. And put them into interior room of the house where no windows. An anxiety vest. You can get an anxiety vest for it. It may work in some cases.
Anxiety vest?
Yeah, they put them on. It's like a tight-fitting shirt. It's kind of snug. Something that makes them feel like they're being held.
Mm-hmm.
You can also get, this is what we did for our dog, anti-anxiety medication. You can get that from your veterinarian. A great tip to do, though, if you get the medication, is to give it to them maybe a couple days before to see how they react to it before they're going through the night of fireworks. But anyway, there you go. There's some stuff to do for your pets because fireworks always scare the pets during this time of year.
We only got a couple minutes here, so we need to know where to go for fireworks, Gordon.
Well, first of all, we're going to tell you to go to Chesterfield's 4th of July fireworks celebration. It is brought to you by Chesterfield Lifestyle Publications. Chesterfield celebrates Independence Day on July 4th. They've got bubble machines, kids zone. That is going to be 9:30 is when the fireworks start on July 4th, and it's free admission. Go down there, Chesterfield, the O'Fallon Heritage Freedom Fest. They have bands down there. And, of course, we have Fair St. Louis. And
talk about that one.
There's one at Grafton Riverfront, Jefferson Barracks Park.
That'd be cool.
Yes. And Bush Stadium, of course, we mentioned. And that's there's a bunch. There's just a ton. But there's some of the big ones for you.
We don't have an O'Fallon. We've got the festival in St. Charles. We've got the Heritage and Freedom Fair.
I did say O'Fallon Heritage and Freedom Fest.
Lumiere Plaza, the Casino Royale. They've got, I guess you can go down there and watch the fireworks. I guess that would be downtown where you can go watch them.
Where? I already said Fair St. Louis. Oh, no, downtown.
Like
downtown,
where you can go down and watch them there.
Really? They're having them downtown and
yeah, you can go down there. They've got things going on all downtown. All right, so my delicious scoop, I want to let everybody know that it starts right now, today. It's called Operation Food Search. It is Tomato Explosion. Have you heard of that?
No.
If you haven't, it's so cool.
Tomato, what is it? Tell me quickly.
I'm sitting there looking for you. All these restaurants.
You're looking. See? Yeah, now I make fun of my iPad and my
laptop. I had mine, but
since
I was looking for the fireworks thing for you, it is a nonprofit hunger relief organization. Of course, we've all heard of Operation Food Search, but they raised over $140,000 last year, and these go to, of course, to fight hunger relief efforts. So several restaurants, it began with about 13, and it has grown every single year. So you can find several participating restaurants around St. Louis, from St. Charles to downtown to Kirkwood, that are part. So ask them if they're part of the Tomato Explosion. Find out what's on the menu that's participating with that, because that a huge percentage of that will go towards that to feed so many people that are hungry today.
That's
so
a great cause.
Tomato Explosion. Remember that when you're eating out at a restaurant, to see if they're part of it. All right, I think that's everything. I hope everybody has a safe 4th of July. If anybody has any tips on where we could go,
yes,
let us in on
let
it.
Let us know.
And, oh, that will, we kind of, you know, we
kind of hit that for the Fair St. Louis. What's rocking?
We were hurrying.
What's rocking? Brought to you by Rockin' Brews. Was already kind of done earlier. Rockin' Brews down in Chesterfield Valley.
We're being swifty right now.
We are.
We got to get to the next show, right?
All right.
Happy 4th of
Happy
July,
4th,
everyone.
Everybody. Peace.
Peace.
Boo! Boo!
That was
the worst thing I ever heard.
It was terrible.
Horrendous.
Well, it wasn't that bad.
Oh, yeah?
Well, there were parts of it I liked.
Yeah, I liked a lot of it.
Yeah, it was good.
It was great.
It's wonderful.
Oh, bravo.
More!
More!
My baby's alive.